second agenda item, which is report possible discussion on quarterly activity report from Wells Fargo. Again, John can introduce our guest.
Yes, this is our quarterly one-page report. It's prepared by Wells Fargo, our trustee and custodian. As I already mentioned, Barry Gunnels is here with us today. And real quickly, you can see the top part is just sort of the demographics of our plan. We've got 110 retirees that are receiving and or beneficiaries that are receiving checks at this particular point as of the May 31st date. That's actually down one from last. I think we had a beneficiary pass away since the last quarter. You can see the total participants, including those retirees, 351. So there's some 250 other. Some that are active employees, that's in two categories. There's our active employees like myself and others and stuff that have a benefit and are still working, and then others who have terminated but have a vested benefit and will get a benefit at some point in the future also. So that's the demographics. You can look down the we show four quarters, basically 1 year of activity, so you can sort of get see the trend and everything of information. And see the last quarter, which of course the most recent quarter of the May, ending May 31st, 2014. It was a good quarter from a standpoint of our performance, and so it's positive there. You can see the benefit payments are pretty steady, obviously, each quarter, a little over $400,000 each quarter in benefit payments, obviously the monthly payments to the retirees. And then you can see the expenses and the fees down there. There's a little bit of timing on a couple of those things. The Gallagher fees, that is pretty much a whole year's worth of fees there. Of course, Bogdan, I think there was a timing. There would normally be another quarter in there, but I think it was just either paid a little bit early or something and didn't get into that first quarter. But that's their sort of quarterly fee. Padgett Stratemann, there's two in there, and again, that's a timing. There would normally be the audit fees for this audit is about $14,000 to $15,000, so it's just the timing. That's why you see sort of a greater amount there. But one of those relates to the prior year audit. So, and then the Wells Fargo, you can see it's pretty routine there as far as their fees that they take from as a trustee. Anyway, that's sort of the summary of it. Answer any questions, or Barry can answer any questions if y'all have about just sort of the activity. Most of the changes are driven, of course, by the investment gains or losses. That's what changes the most, obviously, quarter to quarter. Okay.
Any other questions? Got to ask Barry a question. Show us.
I know. And we make.
Well, we ask him about the being in street names.
Yeah. Let everybody know that I'm here at Clay Street.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate
it. So your total income or fee income is just under
$20,000? Right.
And we have, they've reduced those fees.
Right.
We renegotiated those fees several months back and stuff, and those that they've gone down.
Right, so for our fees, it's 7.5 basis points, basically, is what they're at. But there are some small transactional type events. But yeah, for the most part, it's just 7.5 basis points on the annual basis.
Fees were a little bit higher before. We had the defined contribution element to this plan too, which obviously has since been pulled out, terminated, distributed to everyone. So that brought the fees down too.
All right, if there are no other questions, then we'll go